You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Last time you were on, we talked about the Canadian social media statistics, and it was a lot of information to take in. We were promising our listeners that we would get down to the specifics and start talking about specific aspects of social media. Let's take into account tactics to measure and improve your Facebook results. Let's just talk about Facebook for now.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the thing that's important with any type of sponsorship or lots of other marketing elements is measurement. Social media marketing is an inexpensive method to engage your audience, but, you know, you need to understand the amount of revenue you're actually generating from it, and also how much have you invested into it, so that, you know, you're obviously looking at a net number, just like you would with any business spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular aspects of measuring and improving your Facebook results that you need to go into it with thinking first? Are there specifics here and rules you should follow?
Well, you really should start with concrete metrics and goals, things that can be measured. So,
okay.
You want to successfully measure your Facebook results, so you need to define your goals for Facebook as a sponsor. And, you know, that is it improving brand reputation or awareness? Is it increasing web traffic that, you know, is received from social media? So that will help you sort of put together your plan, especially as we're talking here today around Facebook. So
mm-hmm.
It will help you develop and improve your customer relationships, or, you know, increase awareness, especially as things are shared and what have you, which is very common for things that are enticing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if this applies to every sponsorship situation, but are there certain goals that you should have before you start that are common to every one of them, or are there particular ones that you should always keep at the front of your list?
Well, I think you want to track, obviously, unique visits where you can. So
mm-hmm.
you're not just talking to the same 100 people, or you've got the same 100 engaged. And while, as I mentioned in an earlier show, I mean, likes used to be kind of the default on whether you are successful in having traffic. It's no longer sort of the sole barometer. So you need to look at, the amount of sharing that's going on, and how often people are visiting different areas of the Facebook,
sure,
or taking advantage of offers you may have through Facebook.
Absolutely.
So the more you can measure in that sense, the better.
Wow. You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, give us an example of somebody that has used Facebook effectively that you've worked with, that your company has worked with, where you've really seen them use it the right way and been able to measure it and see that Facebook is working for them because they use the right tactic.
Well, I've seen a lot of our cause-related clients. I'll talk about, you know, Canadian Cancer, for example, Red Cross. Very good, because obviously in times of need, especially with Red Cross, they're able to get the right messaging out, and they have some sponsors that are engaged in that space, but it's an area that both realize it can grow.
Mm. Is there particular aspects of this in the sport area that you've seen somebody use it effectively?
Well, most of the major league sports are well on their way with that, with the NHL, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, where I used to work, is another good example. And you can see it during training camp, when that was on, that they were utilizing it from updates on injuries or roster changes and what have you. And it's just a very engaging and almost real time aspect to it, which is key for the avid sports fan.
Now, I know this is off topic, but it begs the question, who was actually creating the furor over Nazem Kadri? Was it him, or was it the Leafs, or were the Leafs using this for an opportunity, or what? I mean, where did that come from, or was it just something that generated its own energy?
Yeah, I would probably say all of the above, right? I mean, everybody tries to position themselves in social media in the right way and use it as a tool for mm-hmm. them to get their side of the story out there. So,
wow.
I would say all of the above in some aspect.
Where can people get more information if they want to learn more and get some help?
Partnershipgroup.ca is our website. It has reams of information there on how to contact us, industry trends, you know, industry events, terminology, and that would be the best way to get in touch with us.
Absolutely. This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group sponsorship specialist Chris Reed. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to